Two elephants were sitting in a bathtub. One says to the other,
"Pass me the soap."
Hand me the soap.
And the other one says,
"No.
No soap. Radio.
Radio.
No soap. Radio.
No soap. Radio.
No soap. Radio. A half-hour experiment in audio collage."
Tonight on No Soap Radio, we're going to bring you radio plays on the lighter side of things.
Later on tonight, we'll hear a piece by Ethan Hayes Shute. But first, here are two pieces by Joelle, Will, and Sunny of Clubfoot Radio Theater.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome back for another spine-severing episode of Clubfoot Radio Theater. I am Stencholina.
And I am Pungent Jack. As some of you already know, every night when Stencholina and I put on our nightcaps and settle in for a fitful night's sleep, our mangy dog Clubfoot slinks out into the dark, dragging his twisted club through the shadows of Fox Point, his keen ears pricked for tales of doom and dread that are brought to him on the wind. He brings these tales home to us, where we share them with you, our radio listeners. Tell us, Stencholina, what tales of misery and woe has Clubfoot brought us tonight?
My Jack, aren't we looking ugly tonight? This week, our Stank Club has found us a short story. Say, Jack, do you like snakes?
I've got a snake right here for you, my dear.
Ooh.
In this tank.
Oh.
I got him at the pet store today. And speaking of snakes, I come from a long line of them, my dear. You know that.
Oh, no, 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 you damned fool. Not that kind of snake. And you shouldn't speak of dear Papa that way. I am talking of the slithery kind. The scaly kind. The long kind. The large kind that so many people can't help but stare at, but still find themselves afraid. Well, tonight's story is about two tasty young men on an average day in an average city. And like so many young men, one of them has a pet. So sit back, little ones. Grab some popcorn, a soda, a bucket of blood, whatever turns you on. And stay tuned for tonight's tale of the Snake.
Hey, Pete, come on in.
Hey, man, thanks.
What's going on?
Not much. Doing some stuff around the house.
You want some Coke?
Sure. Yeah, a little.
So what kind of stuff?
Kind of stuff what?
You doing around the house?
Oh, I'm fixing a bookshelf. I actually came by to see if you had a hacksaw.
Here you go. If you want more, it's on the counter.
Thanks.
A hacksaw, really? For a bookshelf?
Yeah, there's a couple of nails I need to cut.
Yeah, hang on. Go ahead and sit down. I want to show you something, too.
Okay.
It's a little beat up. I think it'll be fine. I haven't used it in a while.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Hey, so check this out. I got this on 78 at a yard sale.
Oh, there's an old friend that I've got. It's sad, but he cannot produce any snot from his nose. So it goes. I suppose it may be a tease, but I've never heard him sneeze. Were it me, I'd be on my knees, begging God pretty please. I pay my churchly fees, so give me boogers.
Isn't that fantastic?
I think that may be the best song I've ever heard.
I know. It's called Lord Let It Run.
Wow, can I see it?
Yeah. It didn't have a sleeve, and all this label says is Lord Let It Run, Cadillac McGill, and Radio Records. That's it.
Nice. Nice font, too.
Font.
What's on the other side? There's no label.
Some dumb song about love.
Yeah.
Here, you can just slide it in this record page.
All right. Where should I put it?
Just set it on the end table. I'm getting some more Coke. You want some?
No, I'm good, thanks.
I also got this rocking chair at the yard sale.
I thought that was new.
It's pretty comfortable.
What's that squeaking?
Oh, that's one of the mice.
You have mice?
Yeah, he's on the wheel. I feed them to my snake.
You have a snake? Since when?
I've had it for a couple of months.
Really? I hate snakes.
Yeah, so does my mom. She won't come over anymore.
Even with it in the cage?
Oh, it's not in a cage.
A tank?
No, I just let him run around. He's here somewhere.
Huh?
I actually haven't seen him in a couple days.
Weird. So, you keep mice and give him one every so often, huh?
Yeah, and I think he likes them to be in good shape, too, so that's why I have a wheel.
How many do you have?
Mice? Maybe 20 right now.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, he eats a lot. He's a big snake.
So, what's his name?
Snake.
Oh.
I named him after Kurt Russell's character in Big Trouble in Little China.
Yeah.
You want to see me feed him?
You have to find him first.
He's probably just under your chair.
What? Oh, shit. Sorry, man.
That's cool. Calm down. I'll get some paper towel. Go ahead and sit in the rocking chair.
No, I think I'm gonna get going.
Shut up and sit down, wuss.
All right, fine.
Huh. He wasn't under this chair after all.
You gotta keep better track of that thing.
I do. He's in here. Somewhere.
Ha ha. Hey, this rocking chair is nice.
I'm gonna get a mouse and put it in this jar. Maybe he'll come around then.
I'm leaving if I see him.
Shut up.
What was that?
I don't know. Hang on. Holy crap!
What happened?
Snake, he got in the mouse cage and ate all the mice. I saw his tail go behind that dresser. Look at this cage. He bent the bars.
You said you had 20 mice. You sure they just didn't run away?
I don't know. Maybe.
Dude, I gotta split.
Yeah, alright.
Thanks for the saw.
Yep. All right, Snake. What are you doing? Now I have to get you more mice. Thanks a lot. Might need a new cage, too. Hello.
Hey, man. This saw is missing a pin thing to hold the blade in. Was it like that, or...
Oh, probably. I don't use it that much, so, I don't know. Can you use it?
Yeah, I might just put something in there to hold it in. I only need to cut 2 nails.
Alright.
So, you see any mice or the snake?
No, No! Ah! Oh, man! Ah!
Hey, what happened?
Man! Ah! I picked up that record to put it away, and I stepped on a piece of glass. Then I dropped the record. Damn! Ah! Broke.
Wow, man, I'm sorry. That's totally my fault.
No. No. I should have been wearing more than socks. Hey, I gotta go.
Yeah, sorry. See ya.
Bye. Ah, man. Come on. Got it. Nice blood trail. What's on?
At the 5-day forecast, sunny till Tuesday, then partly cloudy, so a pretty good week. Tonight, staying warm and bright with the full moon out. Ed?
Hey, Snake, is that what's going on with you? A full moon? There you are. Man, you did eat all the mice. Look at that lump. And you got bigger. What you doing? Want me to hold you? Come here. There you are. Come here. Ah! Let go! Ah, Snake! Ah! My head! Ah! Oh my god, my arm! Ah!
I didn't bring this back last night, but I got busy. Brian! Wow, that record did get smashed. Hey, what happened to the rocking chair? Hey, Brian! You home?
No. I'll just leave the saw on the coffee table. I gotta go to work. If you're here.
Hey, Brian. I see your snake's tail behind the couch if you're looking for it. It does look big.
All right. I'll take a look at it.
Oh my god, it's huge! Brian! Holy crap! No! My leg! I'll hack your head off!
Nine-one-one emergency. Please fire our ambulance.
Ambulance, please.
What address?
Fort Chaser Lane.
What's wrong, sir?
My leg. A giant snake just bit off my leg.
Sir, don't waste my time. There are people with real problems.
No, it is real. Hello? Give me my leg. Give me my leg. This... mine! What the...
Brian?
Oh my god. Brian. He ate you. Just rest here.
911 emergency. Please fire our ambulance. Hello? Hello? Hello?
My, that snake was hungry.
Oh, excuse me, Jack. My ringworm was acting up. So he was, Jack, so he was. I say, he sounded like a good pet, didn't he?
If nothing else, he keeps the mice out.
Yes. And your legs, and hands, and all those other pesky extremities.
Tonight's story was written for the Clubfoot Theater by C.W. Rowley.
That virile and powerful wire-bending freak!
Ryan was played by Mr. Rowley himself. Pete was played by me, your humble pungent Jack. And the voice of the 911 operator, by Stencholina, stenchy as ever. All music was created especially for the Clubfoot Radio Theater by Corinna and the Lonely Dog Orchestra. Any resemblance with these fictitious characters is probably a coincidence, but you never know. Someone might secretly be hoping you get eaten by a snake.
Join us the next time our worm-infested mongrel brings us a tale on Clubfoot Radio Theater.
Sleep tight, sweet dreams, and don't let the Clubfoot bite.
Good night.
You're listening to No Soap Radio on BSR 88.1 FM
WELH
Providence,
Rhode Island.
Live on the web at www.bsrlive.com.
And now, gentlemen, brings you local anchors Claire Clueless and Adam Asinine, keeping you in touch with your inner feelings and the most important news in your area.
Tonight's top story is a strange one, Adam. Wouldn't you say?
I sure would, Claire. Local authorities today responded to a frantic 911 call from a Miss Joelle Spinelli, a schoolteacher who found herself in a harrowing situation. Our local reporter on the beat, Barry Bad News, was there to cover the story.
Around midnight, Ms. Joelle Spinelli of East Street in Providence talked to Betty Jo Roberts, a 911 operator. Miss Roberts, can you tell us what you heard?
Well, Barry, I knew something was very wrong. Very wrong. She could barely speak, but she did manage to repeat over and over again, "I killed Sassy! I killed Sassy, and I'm glad!" I could tell by her voice, by the way, that she was of an unsurpassed beauty and extreme intellect. But there was this strange music playing in the background, some sort of polka or pony trot, probably a cult thing.
Responding officers walked into the shocking scene upon entering the household Spinelli shared with local nightclub bouncer and suspected scofflaw William Schaff. Arthur Dullard of the Providence Police Department had this to say.
Upon entering the premises, Mr. Schaff was naked except for a large droopy diaper. He was hopping about the apartment, playing a broken accordion, swigging from a bottle of whiskey, and frantically slapping himself in the head. And he was flailing about this dog leash and yelling, "Be free, little sassy, fly away home, little doggy." I surmised that it had been some time since he had bathed due to the strong odor of urine and sweat I encountered. My boys and I have never seen anything like it.
As the bizarre events leading to this dramatic culmination began to unfold, officers caught a glimpse into one woman's terrifying world of emotional abuse and one man's macabre world of mad delusions and insane ranting. According to eyewitness testimony from neighbors, Schaff had been abusing Spinelli for approximately 3 months. Within that time, she could be seen out of the apartment, sporadically looking shell-shocked and bruised. Another neighbor had this to say.
We heard things. Strange things. We could hear him calling Joelle, who, by the way, is really hot. Obscene names a lot. We could hear him singing love songs to Sassy while calling Joelle cunt, dumb cunt, and you dumb cunt.
Many living in the area had the common sentiment of, what's such a charming and stunning woman doing with a guy like that in the first place?
Mr. Schaff appeared nervous and immensely challenged, while Spinelli maintained an air of poise and grace, even while under overwhelming emotional strain.
Social worker, psychologist, and best-selling author of When Good Women Love Bad Men, Elizabeth Kiedler Kunt, testified that the abuse Spinelli suffered was textbook among relationships where one individual is vastly superior to the other in every way, which was quite clearly the case with Spinelli and Schaff.
Oh, it's classic! He would withhold sex and physical affection, ridicule her oral sex performing abilities, while at the same time lavishing praise on his homely dog Sassy. It was a pitiful attempt to elevate himself while putting down the beautiful and mysterious Spinelli. It was not uncommon for women, even women as intelligent and adored as Spinelli, to be driven to murder in the face of such shocking mistreatment. And anyone could see Sassy had the mange.
When I asked what one neighbor thought of this tragedy, all he said was,
"Huh? He had a girlfriend? Oh, I thought he was gay."
Spinelli is not being charged due to her striking good looks. Authorities have not decided whether to bring Schaff up on charges of emotional abuse and bestiality. It has recently come to light that Schaff sexually molested many hundreds of unsuspecting sheep while on tour with a hippie cult band in Europe. To date, authorities have not located the body of Sassy. This is Barry Bad News, live on the street.
No.
Soap Radio.
And now, Growing Up is Hard to Do, an audio play by Ethan Hayes Shute.
Welcome to the world of seniority. We see two teenage boys, about 15 and 16, each finding themselves thrown headlong into the world of women. They are confused and intrigued, as one would be if this sort of thing could happen on a more regular basis. Let's listen in.
Hey, so how old do you think that girl from your apartment building is?
Which one? That skinny black-haired lady with the sunglasses.
I mean that dirty blonde girl that has the red bag and the UGG boots that I see all over the place.
No, man. I don't know. Like 27, I think.
The blonde brown one. You think she's only 27? Dude, you are way off. Way off.
Well, how old do you think she is then, Einstein?
I bet that lady is like 42, or 36, or something. Like grandma to the max.
NIH way, man. Oh crap. Here she comes.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Jeez, man, that was close. What if your dad saw us talking about her like that? We would be in big trouble. Like, he'd tell my mom, and my mom would tell your mom, and we'd be dicing onions for a week.
Why would my dad care? He's the worst womanizing I know. True play a for real?
I don't know. Shut up. Oh man, here comes that girl you like, Mary.
Hi there, you two. Mark, do you want to go to the corner store with me at 7 tonight? I need to pick up a few things, if you know what I mean.
I know what you're talking about, sexy.
No, Mary, I can't go to the store. I somewhat have to go to bed now.
No, you don't.
Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z, I am asleep.
Mark, wake the F up.
Ha 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 ha.
Don't laugh too hard, Tino. Your Garfield is coming right up behind you, and she don't look too happy. Salami.
Damn.
Et Tino, I don't chai ve calme no more. In a total quit, when you ne verteron in iliuto scoop me.
Tino, you don't ever call me no more. Girl, what the hell are you saying? I never called you and I can't understand you at all, and if I did call you, I wouldn't ever be able to figure out what you said at all, so get lost.
Tino, I don't need the attitude from you. You are a dirty dog and I need to leave you alone for. Island, you can't suka fuke gasol. Do you understand me?
What are you talking about, girl? What is that voice? Did you just swear at me? Were you cursing? I can't even get down to your level because you are so crazy.
Yeah, you are crazy, girl.
Yes, she is crazy.
Vous trois êtes terribles. Je vous déteste et tout, et je pars de ce pays, pour aller de nouveau à ma patrie de l'Allemagne, vis ce monde et tout dans lui.
What? PFD, that girl is whack.
Dude, what the hell does PFD mean? Is that some of your whack Chinese lingo, that you try to throw in every once and a while? That shizzes.
That shizzes, man. Get a grape and squeeze the wine, or go home crying. You big snake.
Guys, I am leaving now. Mark, see you at 7. Corner store. Mofo.
Aw, man.
Aw, man. That's right, dude. See you later.
The next day, on the same old stoop, same old station, same old dreams, same old reality, same old shirts. Boring.
So, did you watch Leno last night? I heard that he had Britney Spears on and she showed him her bosoms.
Yep, Britney Spears show off her big bosoms and then sat around topless for the whole show, and they didn't even blur out a minute of it. And I tried to tape it for you, but the DVD player went retarded and farted.
Really? That sounds awesome.
Yeah man, you should have seen it. They were so big, and... Oh crap, it is your mom, Tino.
Mark and Tino, you two buttholes get in here right now. I am going to make you forget the day that you were even born and wished that I wasn't a mean old sea sponge, and you will regret the day that you set eyes on my fresh face.
That's not my mom.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, for real, that's not my mom.
I know that was your mom. She gave me the sandwich when I woke up at my house.
No man, my mom has red hair. That's not my mom. Whatever. Why would my mom give you a sandwich at your house this morning?
Leave my mom out of this.
You've been listening to No Soap Radio on BSR, 88.1 FM in Providence, WELH.
The show included the work of Joel Spinelli, Will Schaff, and C.W. Rowley of Clubfoot Radio Theater, as well as the work of Ethan Hayes Shute. Production assistance on Growing Up is Hard to Do by Kevin Buersdorf.
More of Ethan's work, as well as archives of No Soap Radio, can be heard at www.bsrlive.com. Tune in 2 weeks from now for more experimental audio on No Soap Radio. Name me like A. Marie. You know the chain freeze, wrist be the same degree. Trying to get little mommy in a thing of breeze. Only getting it for free if you can. Cause I'm a man, I miss it. I'm a man, man. Where well, you been? I'm a man. You just need more winning first. You know me. I'm a man.